an interesting case. I got something in the mail here, and I tried to call up the representative and talk about this. This is an example of some of the legal garbage that we get tied into and how nonsensical it gets and how people are trained to just not see this. They're trained to not think. This guy on the phone is a well-intentioned guy doing his job, and yet, you know, there's this massive trap right in front of him, and he doesn't see it. And he doesn't see the importance of it or that he can do anything. And we're all kind of stuck in this to some degree or another. And so this is a perfect example. I thought I'd record this call and just make it available to you as a perfect example and to establish my objection to it because it's insane. But I'll let you listen to the call and see what you think.
Thank you for calling Wells Fargo Health Benefit Services. For your protection, this conversation and any follow-up conversation will be recorded. Your call is important to us. Please hold and your call will be answered in the order it was received.
Wells Fargo Health Benefit Services. This is Orlando. How may I help you?
Hey, Orlando. My name is Sanford Staub, and I got this account holder new fee schedule and new custodian agreement and such.
Mm-hmm.
And I see something here that says it looks like it's a $100 fee if the government decides to garnish subpoena or other requests for something on my account. And that $100 is going to be charged to me?
I'm not sure what you're talking
legal
about.
Process fee, research fee. Research fee, minimum $25. And this is like, includes levy, writ, garnishment, subpoena, and other requests for information from law enforcement agencies. So if a law enforcement agency calls you and wants to find out something on my account, you will bill me $100 for spying on me for the government? That's what it looks like I'm agreeing to here, and this is unacceptable.
Okay.
Do you understand this account holder fee schedule for the health savings account?
I understand what you're saying. I don't know anything about that, though.
It's written here in black and white, right in front of me.
Okay. I would have to ask somebody about that. I don't know anything
okay,
about that.
Okay, if you want to connect to your supervisor or whatever, that'd be great.
And what is the form? What is the name of the form?
Well, the name of the form, it's got Wells Fargo in the upper right corner. It says Health Savings Account Holder Fee Schedule. And then find below the schedule for your HSA. Please read it in conjunction with your HSA custodial agreement. And then it just goes through all the fees. And I spotted this one, and I'm like, what? $25 per hour and $100 each instance for legal process research fees. And from what I can read from this, all the government has to do is ask you over and over again questions, and you can wipe my account out and charge me for it. What a third party is asking is causing me to pay money. I don't understand that.
All right. Let me take a look at that for you, get some more information for you.
Sure.
Hold a second. I'll be right back for you. I appreciate it.
Okay.
All right, sir.
Yeah.
Sorry about the wait. So I did find the form that you're looking at there. That's that legal process fee. We don't charge that.
Okay.
Just what happens is we have to put that on there on that form because we're not going to keep sending out forms stating that we're going to charge stuff at that time. So we have to have it on there. It doesn't mean that we won't charge it, but we're not something that we're doing. That's for like if you have like child support and stuff like that, the government can garnish your wages out of your HSA.
Yeah, but you're charging me for their processing?
It was that's all government stuff. We're not actually, that's all government. That's if you have anything that's held against you as far as like liens and stuff like that, they can go into your HSA and take that money out.
Yeah, that's wrong. That makes you an agent of the government. That makes you their servant, and you're billing me for your services to them. And they do this all the time. They garnish people's salaries, and they do things to people that are not don't have any legal binding. But because the government, the businesses don't want to be hassled, they just pass that on. And now in addition to that, you're going to pass on to me a bill of $100. And I'm just like, this is crazy. But I just saw that. I'm like, what? I get charged for harassment that they do. And there's ways to get back at these guys. People have successfully sued them and gotten back, but it takes years, if ever, because they're such jerks, you know? So I don't want to tacitly agree to this, but it sounds like by receiving this form, I have agreed to this.
Okay.
I'm wondering if I have any choices on this matter. I mean, if I move my account to another institution, am I going to face this same garbage? Because you should bill them for what they're asking you to do, not me. You know? You just look at it from a common sense perspective.
Right.
Does this make sense to you?
I understand what you're saying. It's not something that I'm really... that I've ever looked into, because I just deal with the HSA process itself.
Yeah.
Not any of the legal type stuff.
So I realize this doesn't affect me at this moment, but it is it's an evil tacit agreement that I do not like. I guess if I asked for more information, it would just reference the law, and I would just have my inbox full of paper. So I guess I'll just drop it for now, but I understand what you're saying. And I just hope I don't fall into that, because I really don't agree to that. You know? I don't really want you to be an agent for the government, and then when you do services for them, you bill me. I do not want that. And I don't think any of your customers want that. So just make a note, send a memo to your boss or whatever, and note my objection.
Okay, I'll do that for you.
Sure. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Did you have any other questions while you had me on the phone at this time?
No, that's it.
All right. You enjoy the rest of your day, sir.
Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye. That's the legal process fee. We don't charge that. It doesn't mean that we won't charge it.
Now, you see that little extra clip at the back. I took a few parts out and put them together. He's actually telling me two things that are contradictory. He's saying he won't charge me and they might charge me. They will charge me. They can charge me. So this double speak, double think is going on, and it's getting quite scary. And I just wanted to share that with you. And thanks for listening. And hope you enjoyed that show. Bye.